This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you next by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs Only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour, Christopher Allen Smith appeared in Huron County Court to face felony charges stemming from an alleged incident on November the 16th of 2025. Judge Ferris arraigned Smith yesterday on two counts, larceny of property valued between $1,000 and $20,000, and larceny from a motor vehicle. The court set bond at $8,000, requiring a 10% payment for release. As condition of the bond, Smith is prohibited from having any contact with the victim. Attorney Michelle Siv has been appointed to represent Smith for the remainder of the case. A probable cause conference is scheduled for July the 23rd, followed by a preliminary examination on July the 31st. And another news for today. Jared Cash Butterfield is facing misdemeanor assault charges in Huron County. During his arraignment yesterday, Butterfield entered a not guilty plea to the charge of assault and battery against a fellow inmate on June the 18th. Judge Ferris set bond at $10,000, which has not been posted. The court ordered strict no contact conditions between Butterfield and the victim. While Michael Morosky represented Butterfield for the proceedings yesterday, the court is currently addressing a motion to withdraw from his appointed counsel, Jessica Risky. The prosecution must provide discovery and plea offers by July the 30th, and a plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for August the 20th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
This is Tyler Hansen from Al Hansen Motors. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle that comes with peace of mind, then you need to come shop at Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe. Every vehicle we sell that isn't on our economy lot comes with a warranty at no additional cost to you and no confusing fine print. This week I'm featuring a 2021 Chevy Equinox. It's all-wheel drive and like new with only 23,000 miles. You get Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, heated cloth seats, remote start, power liftgate, and a backup camera with parking sensors and more. It's priced to sell at $22,780. If you are looking for a compact SUV that's good on gas, we have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It's also low mileage for the year, with 41,000 miles. It's the top trim and fully loaded. Come take it for a test drive and take it home for just $16,580. Need a third row? We have a 2020 Ford Explorer. It's also packed with features. You get heated seats front and back, heated steering wheel, four-wheel drive, remote start, Bluetooth, navigation, a backup camera, and a ton more. It has 90,000 miles, and we're asking $21,980. If you need a truck, we just got in a 2020 Ford F-150 XLT Super Crew Cab. It's four-wheel drive, has a 5-liter V8, towing package, a backup camera, and Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. We're asking $29,980.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, there will be a meeting of the Lake Township Election Commission 11 a.m. this morning, Friday, July the 10th, so that meeting will be in a couple of hours from now. The meeting will be at the Township Hall at 4988 West Kindy Road in Caseville. According to the preliminary agenda, the reason for the meeting is to adopt a resolution to delegate election commission duties to their clerk, Lisa Clinton. Another expected action to be taken during the meeting is the adoption of a resolution to appoint election inspectors for the Tuesday, August 4th primary election. And in other news for today, the Pigeon Lions Club held its 42nd annual Pigeon Lion Safari on the evening of July 8th, marking more than four decades of one of the community's most anticipated summer traditions. The event was completely sold out, continuing its reputation as a seasonal staple in the Thumb of Michigan. Attendees enjoyed a full catered evening with drinks, raffles, and ongoing entertainment, all leading up to the night's final drawing for a $3,500 grand prize. Winners from the evening included a $400 prize to Cheryl Kramer, a $700 prize to Buzz Whitley, a $1,000 prize to Shelley Ellenbaum, and the $3,500 grand prize went to John and Jamie Merchant. Since its inception 41 years ago, the Pigeon Lions Safari has generated more than $270,000 in community donations raised by the community for the community. The Lions Club remains a fully volunteer organization focused on helping people, supporting youth programs and scholarships, and filling in gaps where local assistance is needed. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.